Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's talk about all things American with Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas. But before we hear from them, let's just hear what happened today in Washington, where victims of Jeffrey Epstein and Congressmen Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie led the charge for the release of the Epstein files. And when Marjorie Taylor Greene said she hopes the Department of Justice will release them if ordered to do so by Congress.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for 6 years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America.
Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene there. Mary McKeown, is she implying that Donald Trump is serving foreign interests, that he's a traitor?
Well, it certainly sounds that way. I mean, you know, it was quite subtle for Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's not normally, you know, nuanced in what she says. She probably didn't want to go the full distance, but it certainly seems that she's saying that she's the one who's keeping the true MAGA frame alive, and that Trump, which is a real complaint that's being made by the MAGA base, and she's just echoing it. She really is, I think, the canary in the coal mine here, that Trump is just too busy obsessing about his Nobel Prize and, you know, hanging out with foreign leaders and painting everything gold, and that the things he was elected on are just not happening. So, you know, I mean, I don't think that necessarily makes him a traitor, but it certainly means that he is betraying the base, which is how Marjorie Taylor Greene sees it, and I suspect a lot of her supporters.
Do you think that's happening, Cal, that he's losing the MAGA room?
Well, not yet. And I think that much of this is a political ploy by the Democrats, who better be careful what they wish for. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, Harvard professor, has now come out and apologized profusely for his relations with Jeffrey Epstein, which primarily, as far as we know now, were simply exchanges of multiple emails. There's no suggestion that he was having improper relationships with teenage girls. But for Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, this woman is a ticking time bomb. She's made anti-Semitic statements. She's engaged in QAnon and conspiracy theories. She is not normal in any political sense of the word. I'm all for all of this stuff coming out. Thousands of pages have already been released. The House is going to vote in about an hour and a half. I'm here in Washington now on this. And fine, let it all be released. But let's be careful to protect some of the innocent victims. Those victims who want to come forward, as some have done at the Capitol today, they're perfectly fine to do so. But there are a lot of other victims whose names should be protected. They don't want to come forward. Maybe they have families of their own now. They have children. They don't want all of this stuff to be exposed to them. And I think they ought to be protected.
You say about Marjorie Taylor Greene pushing QAnon conspiracy theories, but didn't Trump do exactly the same when he was in opposition, when it suited him? So isn't this coming back to bite him now?
Yeah, probably so. Sure. I'm not big on conspiracy theories unless you can prove them. But I think her record, as I've noted, on Jewish issues and other things, makes her credibility somewhat suspect.
Now, Marion, Trump's position on the release of the Epstein files has flipped entirely, seemingly because he realised that if he didn't tell Republicans to vote for their release tonight, that he was going to lose anyway and suffer that embarrassment. But could it be that even if they do vote to have them release, they will be so heavily redacted and altered that it'll be almost meaningless?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the many things that I think people are, this is all going to be maybe a bit anticlimactic for people who are really gunning to see. And a lot of this is, as Cal said, there are well-known Democrats who are very much in the frame on this, as there are indeed Republicans. People like Larry Summers, who, why he was still corresponding with Jeffrey Epstein in 2018, 2019, when everyone knew that he was a convicted paedophile, is quite beyond me. And I'm glad that he is paying a price. It's kind of ironic that the only one so far to pay a price for any of this, of the associations with Epstein, is Prince Andrew. But anyway, I do think
Peter Mandelson.
Not in the question.
Sorry, and Peter Mandelson.
Indeed. And Ghislaine Maxwell, three of them British. Yeah. There you go.
Could it be, Marion, that what will happen is now that because there's an ongoing investigation, that the files will be dumped and released, but there'll be a flood of information, but the stuff that is relevant to Trump or others will be redacted. And there will be a concentration on Democrats who are not in office, where, of course, the most important person, being Trump, is in office.
Yeah, and, you know, how will we know? I've no idea. How will we know if Pam Bondi decides to withhold files, if they decide to remove pages or chapters of files, if they decide to remove evidence of investigations, if they decide to remove anything or completely redact anything that is damaging to Trump? I mean, what are the safeguards? You know, they may just release everything and 80% of it may be redacted. That's happened before when there's been pressure on governments to release files. You know, so I don't think that really the people who keep pushing for this on the left and on the right, and it is more so on the right, it has to be said, are going to get what they're looking for, because there is no way Pam Bondi, who is completely in Trump's pocket, she is the least objective attorney general that America has ever had, there's no way she's going to do this fairly, or there's no way she's going to do this that would be in any way damaging to Trump. So to my mind, it's all a bit of a futile exercise, and the reason Trump has said probably go ahead and do it is that he was facing a coup in Congress today. Basically, Tom Massie, who really doesn't give a damn about Trump, and now his cohorts in Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Nancy Mace were prepared to face Trump down. And what Trump is missing here, and this is only going to get worse from him, is they're now looking at Trump's a lame duck. They're looking at 2026 and they're looking at what they're hearing from their constituents when they go home, and they're furious about all this. So I think that 120, 130 Republicans would have bucked Trump, and it would have been very humiliating for him. So I think he was just trying to get ahead of the curve here.
Is he, though, showing signs of real stress in relation to this? We can't play the audio from Air Force One because there's too much interference, but it's quite clear that when he was confronted with a question by a female reporter from Bloomberg, he looked at her, then he pointed in her face and told her, quiet, quiet piggy.
Well, we've talked about this before. I'm totally against name calling, whatever side it's coming from. It doesn't advance any agenda. It doesn't help with civility, which has been almost disappeared in Washington these days. But just going back to some of what Marion was saying, if there was something that badly implicated Trump in these Epstein files, and I think he's right when he said this yesterday and he's repeated it, it would have come out under the Biden administration in his Justice Department. So I think this is a distraction. We'll see what comes out. We'll see what the House does. Certainly they're going to vote for it. And more importantly, we'll see what the Senate does. Trump says he's going to sign any bill that would allow this. And let's stop speculating and wait for the evidence to come forth.
Marion, something else which is of interest to the MAGA lot is the foreign visas. And there's now a lot of upset that he's apparently making this is something like 600,000 visas available for China. But the number of new foreign students in the US have fallen by 17% over visa worries. Tell us a little bit about the background to all of this and why it is that he has decided to allow so many people to come in despite the MAGA complaints.
Well, you can only assume that it followed on from his meeting with the Chinese Prime Minister, and that whatever was chatted about there in that meeting, he's become very obliging to China of late. And you know, so 600,000 Chinese students are going to be allowed in. There was an extraordinary interview with Laura Ingraham, Fox News' Laura Ingraham in the White House, where Trump said some pretty bizarre things amongst them. He was asked about H-1B visas and these student visas. He said Americans have no talent. That's why they have to bring more people in, which was kind of astonishing for Mr. America First, and various other things. But there is a real fury about these 600,000 Chinese student visas, because there is a belief that certainly amongst the MAGA world, that they are taking places in colleges that belong to American students. Now, they generate a huge source of income. American colleges love foreign students. They charge them 3, 4, 10 times the fees they can charge American students, and they're happy to pay them. So it's a huge source of revenue, about $45 billion a year. It also creates about 335,000 jobs. That's just servicing the foreign students in all of the various areas. Now, it was very foolish of Trump to cut that off. And we see that the 17% drop. It was a 19% drop in visas issued, which apparently is playing out around 17% in colleges at the moment. But it's going to keep dropping while America keeps seeming so unwelcome, and while there's all this certainty and deportation of foreign students. So it is a problem. But I think also for MAGA, the Chinese, it's the surge in Chinese students who are going to be let in. But it's also Trump talking about a surge in the H-1B visas, which will bring in hundreds of thousands of workers from overseas, which is precisely what MAGA is vehemently opposed to. So we'll see how that plays out.
Now, Carl, somebody else who's going to be in the United States is Saudi Arabia's de facto leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who, of course, Joe Biden went to visit in Saudi Arabia in 2022, did a fist bump with bin Salman, despite the fact that bin Salman took full responsibility for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, in Turkey in 2018. Given as well, Cal, that the 9/11 attackers, of the 19 attackers, 15 were Saudis, why is it that the Americans continue to treat the Saudis as their best friends in the Middle East?
Well, Matt, this is a continuing problem, of course. The Middle East is a snake pit, has been for generations. Yes, it looks like bin Salman has been totally rehabilitated now. He's meeting with the president. The president said that he's going to allow for the sale of F-35 jets to Saudi Arabia, which could imbalance the power between Saudi Arabia and Israel. But look, Iran was a major enemy of Saudi Arabia, and they are very happy that we bombed the heck out of them and delayed or destroyed their nuclear capabilities. So I think that's the main thing now. Now, bin Salman has said that he's not going to join the Abraham Accords unless there's a recognition of a Palestinian state. So we'll see how that works out. I don't know what's going to come out of this. They're going to have a joint meeting with the press in a few minutes, and I think we'll learn more. But bin Salman has been totally rehabilitated in the political eyes in the United States.
Well, can I suggest, Marion, that what will come out of it is more money for Donald Trump, just a bit like Qatar ponied up cash to him recently, or an airplane.
Well, it's a shameless grift. Eric Trump just announced that the Trump Organization has plans for a new Trump-branded property in Riyadh. And let's not forget about Jared Kushner's private equity firm, Affinity Partners, which got $2 billion from a Saudi sovereign wealth fund, which is controlled directly by bin Salman, who he used to have sleepovers with while he was working for Trump in the White House. I mean, it is kind of staggering that America's tolerance for corruption and grift is just it seems bottomless at the moment. And yeah, we saw the flyover, we saw the horses trotting by the White House and the flags and the pomp and the circumstance. You know, it doesn't take long to be politically rehabilitated. The cycle is getting ever shorter.
Okay, well, let's just hear one other clip. And given that we've already heard about Donald Trump telling a female reporter to be quiet piggy, and there'll be no blowback, he can say and do whatever he likes to women, it seems, judging by what's happened over the last decade. Let's hear what Michelle Obama, wife of former President Barack Obama, has had to say about a female president for the United States.
Well, as we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do, and there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman, and we saw it.
What do you make of that, Cal?
Well, you know, it was once said that the United States was not ready for a Roman Catholic president, and the election of John F. Kennedy and Joe Biden, both Catholics, disproved that. It was once said that America was not ready to elect a black president, and Barack Obama disproved that in two elections, and a huge number of white folks, according to exit polls, voted for him. The problem with Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton was viewed, according to the Gallup poll, as unlikable. And Kamala Harris couldn't articulate anything about her policies or what she would do different from Joe Biden. So it's not about gender. This is all about, not about ideology. And it's not about gender or race. It is about, the phrase just went out of my head, but identity politics, that's it. And that's not going to go anywhere. I'm happy to vote for a conservative Republican female president if she has the right point of view.
What do you think, Marion?
You know, I think both things can be true. I agree with Cal up to a point, but I do know in covering the 2024 election that a lot of people, and in particular the Latino males who swung to Trump in really significant numbers, that, and any of them I spoke to, and this is not scientific, said that they would not vote for Harris, that they were not really prepared to vote for a black woman. And because there are a lot of divisions between the Latino and the black communities, and there was an element of that. But I agree that Kamala Harris, she was given 107 days. I thought she ran a pretty good campaign, but she didn't distance herself enough from Biden. She wasn't able to make that cut. Presume she didn't want to offend him. But I'm a bit frustrated with Michelle Obama. And I thought that those comments were just a little bit arrogant. Don't waste my time. Well, you know, what Michelle Obama needs to be doing, and the Democrats in general, is in order to get ready for 2026, is they need to be getting out there and getting voter ID and getting voters registered, but also making sure they have appropriate ID, because Donald Trump is going to introduce voter ID legislation as a way of discouraging voters. And what needs to happen is voters should be able to identify themselves. I don't have a problem with that, that they should have to get out there and have the appropriate identification. She's too busy swanning around. You know, there's a lot of work to be done if Democrats want to take back the House. And I think the Obamas are really,
okay,
they're a bit too show pony-ish for my liking at the moment.
Okay, I'm just looking at some of the information coming in at the moment. Mohammed bin Salman is sitting beside Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Trump has said that Adnan Khashoggi, who we talked about earlier, the murdered journalist, was, quote, extremely controversial, and that a lot of people didn't like that gentleman. And then he chided a reporter for embarrassing bin Salman by asking him about it, having earlier called bin Salman an extremely respected man. And what he also said, Trump says, of his Saudi Arabian guest, I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights. Mary McKeown, Cal Thomas, thank you.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.